This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, Brandy. that's a song that's so corny it's good. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
You don't know Looking Glass, Brandy?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, it's about a sailor. And
I'm so sad that was my bump music.
It's a 70s mix.
It's actually, it's good. It's so corny that it's good.
I'm going to trust you on that.
It's one of the, I remember it being, because it was early 70s. I remember being a young kid and trying to figure out the lyrics and you know, the storyline of a, you know, sailor at sea and the girl in the port and the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
More importantly, it has a nice little groove. It has a nice groove to it. It didn't get to it. Oh, it's in that pocket. Trust me.
It's in the pocket.
Yeah, it's just right there.
I just gotta trust you.
Yeah, it's just right there. It's not a great one, but it's right there.
I trust you. Okay. I do. That's all I've got right now.
Well, you know, sometimes trust. That's all any of us really have when it comes to
bump music.
Well, life in general, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right. Haven't seen you in a couple weeks. How you been?
I'm great. How are you? I missed y'all.
Yeah, well, you're the one been busy.
A little bit. Been trying to work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's the thing. It's 1,000 interns and CNAs and parents and college scholars and graduation, and my kid is graduating. So it's a lot going on right now.
How much is that playing into all the rest?
A lot.
Yeah.
It is.
Because you're running into emotions.
Uh-huh. And I'm hitting some brick walls.
Okay.
So I need some bump music.
I get you. I hear you.
Yeah.
Are you dealing with it?
Yeah, in the moment.
Yeah.
I take the moments. I do. I take them as they come. But they're coming a little fast and furious right now.
Yeah, that's also the thing about life. It just gets faster. Well, you're going to be with us a couple times this week.
Am I?
Yeah, I think you're at the Children's Museum.
I am at the Children's Museum.
I don't know, maybe.
Friday?
Thursday.
Thursday, that's what I was going to say, Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to be out there to do the show to help kick off the Duck Derby.
The Duck Derby.
You know, makes a lot of money, have a lot of fun. I got a quick look at the new exhibit that Nick was involved in part, and that's going to be spectacular.
That climbing
wall jazz? See, there was the climbing thing that went away, and everybody lost their minds because it had to go away because of safety reasons. And it was, you know, people forget how old that museum is or how long it's been around. And I think that was one of the, like, original whatever.
Yeah.
But the replacement has taken a long time, long time. But I think people are going to be wowed when they see it because it's so much more than what the old one was. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly how to describe it.
So will it be open on Thursday when we're there?
I don't know. It's. Because
that's
doubt
not
it.
Why we're there.
No, that's not why we're there. But I'm sure you can go climb on it if you want.
They have a mural now going up the stairs, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So that's
a lot
cool.
of stuff going on.
That's a lot of stuff going on at that children's museum.
And you have your daughter was there as an intern.
My daughter was
helping
there.
Design stuff.
She's still there.
Yeah.
She's still working. She keeps crashing her car. She's going to keep working.
That's great. I didn't know about the crashing of the car.
Yeah, it's day to day.
I almost brought up cars too.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't know it was a
when you think about
spot.
Dr. J's daughter, you automatically think about cars, not car wrecks,
not crash cars.
But
she's not the
everyone's okay.
Yeah, she only runs into things that are not moving, so it's fine. Everybody's good. Everything's good. But
I had a
car.
Sister like that. My dad gave her like a $200 car because he knew.
This is the only one she'll get from us. But yeah, she's still there, loving the work there, still designing stuff and working on an automotive exhibit. So.
That's fantastic.
It is. Yep.
Well, if you haven't been to the museum in a while, you really need to go out there and you can support the cause. I understand we have a matching grant. So it's going to be Thursday morning. Yes. I don't want to give too much away, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
And we're working on a project together, too. I guess I'll be able to share more about that later at the museum.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Well, no, let's save that till Thursday.
Okay, we'll save it.
We got plenty of stuff to catch up on.
yes.
All right. Workforce development. in broad terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meaning, you know, it's a catchphrase that I think maybe doesn't in and of itself capture all that it needs to capture, right?
Yeah.
You think about training programs and what we've got. The city of Decatur spent a significant amount of money pretend to do an outside study of the workforce
ecosystem
and the population here.
Sure.
Howard also did similar one with, you remember Senator Heitkamp's sister who does this, I mean, has a company that does this. And I got a chance to spend, you know, like 20 minutes like on a Zoom call with her when she was doing that. And if you lay those two things over each other, you'll see a striking similar, you know, and this is kind of warts and all, right? This is the whole idea is if you're here and you love the community and you're trying to do good things, sometimes you can see past stuff that needs to be fixed or not identify. So you bring in an outside look to go, look, we don't have any attachment. We're just going to give you bare bones like what we found. Yep. And so we know that we've got at least three pools of workforce development.
We do.
And it's been identified.
Yeah.
By zip code, by, you know, we have all of the data.
We do.
But I don't know that we're doing that great a job in reaching all of that data.
I think that we haven't reached in workforce. And for me, it's really program development that gets people back to work. But I think that we haven't done, which is what one of the studies says, both of them actually, a good job, like you're seeing in economic development, like you were talking about in the last segment, of so many pieces that are aligning.
Yep.
We have not aligned in our community the development of workforce for our community. We have pockets.
The whole community. Yeah.
Yeah. We have pockets that are happening, some with greater success than others, but we haven't done that community alignment like you're seeing in workforce in our community, in our state, in our region.
All right. So basically, not to make this, because it's anything but simple, it's incredibly complex.
Sure.
But to make it simple, just for the sake of conversation, these three pools would be, let's start with people who are just living in poverty, right?
Yeah.
Don't have a lot of trust in the system, whatever that system is described as, harder to reach, and maybe just as important, I think, harder to get to dream, you know, or to believe that it could be for them.
Yeah, life has happened, and some of that is generational.
Right.
Absolutely.
Then you've got people who are what we've described as Alice families, you know, that could be, they're probably working, but maybe not to the potential of what they could be with a little bit of training or a little bit of intervention and, and elevation, could be doing more. And then your STARS category, which, and it all sort of overlaps with United Way data, with this study that, that Heitkamp and Howard did, with the study the city did. So all of these things required completely different approaches.
Absolutely.
It's not a one size fits all.
It's not. And I think that because we have the data and because we have information and because we know, you know, the population, like you said, by zip code that should be served, we have a unique opportunity to build a systemic approach to supporting our community through employment.
Yeah.
We do.
And the one thing I noticed that it became readily apparent to me was the mayor mentioned earlier when Acorn Pharmaceuticals shut down, and there was not one single place to go to find all the information that might impact people in the hundreds of different ways.
Yep.
And so it's not like people are refusing to work with each other. There's just sometimes unintentional silos that just sort of happen.
Sometimes the silos. Well, okay.
To give the benefit of the doubt, oftentimes it's just a disconnect.
Yes.
You know, it's not like actively working against or act, you know,
no.
Sometimes it's just sort of how do we get connective tissue in between all of this stuff? And so to me, half the problem is identifying the problem.
Yep. And we're clear about what that is.
Yes.
Yeah, we are. We're clear. And for me, that problem really, it circles around that five social determinants of health. One of those is economic stability, right? And so we're talking about how do we make a community more viable and viable by being aware of the equity that our folks are experiencing here with us.
Yep.
So, yeah, we've and identified
the varying different reasons and levels of that.
Absolutely.
Because there's crossover even in all of those three categories.
There is.
You know, so we know This is what we have. And while you have to recruit, because you would love your population numbers to go up, because that means more taxpayers, more people contributing,
sure.
means recruiting brain power to your community. You also have to do the same thing internally to lift up. And it's not one thing in life. Everybody always wants to make things one or the other. You got to do all of it simultaneously.
You do. Internal to our organizations and external to our in our community, to make sure that folks have access to the opportunity that want to level up. Because we can remove the small population that folks will say, oh, they don't want to work. Okay, fine. Let's take them out and let's deal with the vast majority, the 90% that's left. So, yeah, it's internal, it's external to companies and organizations. It's internal and external to community and neighborhoods.
All right. I got to take a break. Can you stick around? Or
yep.
do you? Okay, good. See, we got extra Dr. J today. She's going to give you another opportunity on that bump music.
He's got something going with the 70s. It's not exciting.
He doesn't even remember the 70s.
No.
I was only in it for like 3 months.
Okay, see.
Literally.
What, you were in the pocket.
It's like literally 3-month-old taste. That's in right. the pocket. All right, we'll take a break.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, sure, you take the earth, wind, and fire, right? I mean, who's going to complain about that?
This one's a sure shot. I had to go with it.
Even though it's April. Good morning and welcome. We're back here. It is a beautiful day. Could be a September morning out there as we get started to our work week. We've got about a minute left here before I need to take a break for the news. I want to talk about, when we come back here, the opportunities. I know there's not a lot of open slots because you probably have more kids than you do spaces, yeah. right?
Yes.
But I want to talk about the opportunities that are unfolding over the course of the next few months for kids here in Decatur. In particular, Drew Early was in with us last week and talking about your program and what that means. So I want to preview, in case you don't know, it's pretty astonishing. What Dr. J has been able to do, and I'm super thrilled just to be on the peripheral of that. But we'll give you the details on the other side of the break. We also will be giving away Cardinals tickets for What That's Worth this week. They're going to turn around, maybe, huh? I mean, they can't play any worse.
That's right.
Now that I've said that, that probably wasn't a great thing to put out there out loud. But we'll give those away courtesy of First Mid. Stay tuned. I saw a story about a home security camera that pelted with paintballs.
Ooh, I want it.
I do too.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be amazing. Nick must not be feeling it. He didn't chime in.
I don't know, man. Don't
what?
Know. That would be amazing.
It'd be cool, but I think that
down a porch pirate.
Well, right. Or yeah. just a guy coming there with your package, or hey, I got some of your mail from down the street.
You don't shoot everybody.
Well, you wouldn't. I wouldn't. There will be people that'll be ringing up anybody.
That's worth the investment.
I always, those kind of things are interesting to me. It's like, okay, so where can we go with the home security arena?
Well, there's the guy that does the glitter bombs and yeah. like leaves stuff on porches intentionally and it goes back and blows up.
Yeah.
Like it gets them all painted and all glittery. I mean, that's a thing that's pretty rampant.
All right.
That's interesting.
There's so much weirdness in the world. There truly is. All right, let's talk about Program Institute.
The
most, to me, the one that should be celebrated the most is what you're doing with these CNAs. And
thought you were going to say interns.
Well, interns too. I'm just saying in this area, you are moving a needle that has been expressed as very hard to move, right?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
We've got these gigantic shortages in employment through healthcare, and particularly going down the road of the nursing field and getting into that. You have been able to bat 1,000 with young kids, many of whom probably most people would say no, or too much effort, or not enough, whatever.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And you've been able to take it and basically multiply every year the number of people doing it in a condensed amount of time.
6 weeks.
And these kids are going back, most of them, you know, to their senior year in high school, already having a leg up over everybody if this is the field they want to go into.
Yeah, super excited.
It's just great.
It really is. And I think last year, at the end of last year with the Fierce 14, it finally said, I finally thought, oh, okay, so this might be a thing then. But it's really exciting. 6 weeks during the summer. Every summer we have a residential CNA program. And year one, it was a 7. Year two, it was the talented 10. Summer three, it was the fierce 14. Summer four, we're looking at 24 and 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it have to like fit? I mean, is that how you pick the numbers? Because it sounds very Apollo Creed like. Like you can say it in a like the master of disaster. No.
Every year they have a name and an identity and a connection.
You
just,
but you use the number then to come up with the name. But I do. 24 students.
Right. Yeah. We 24 and 24.
Okay. That's amazing. Though. Yeah, I mean, to go from 7 to 24.
Yeah.
But it works. The people that thought maybe it was too expedited or, you know, you couldn't mm-hmm. do this in the condensed amount of time, that's all been proven to be wrong. I mean, yes, you can. And these young women, and not always young women.
We have one young man this year.
Are getting a career path open to them that if they just stick to it, can take them anywhere.
Yeah, and so we've built a model, right? And the intent of the model is really to connect our, which is the intent and the mission of the Institute, is to connect our kids to civic-related careers is really what we want to do. And this model was very, very different. And you're right, folks, that it's not going to work. It's crazy. It's not long enough. But we connect them to so many pieces, places, and things in healthcare. And so we will be at Moorfield. We will be at DMH. We'll be at HSHS. We will be everywhere doing all healthcare stuff for a matter of 6 weeks. And then the byproduct of that mm-hmm. is completing the class, clinical, and exam.
Now, last year there were adults involved too, right?
Not during the summer, but during, I think, the spring we had an adult program. I think we had five or six.
Yeah,
we had five from the evening time program during the spring. And right now we actually have an evening program that I think has 7 in it.
Right.
Maybe.
And so, you know, I'm just looking at our, you know, and the literally hiring events, you know, looking for CNAs, you know, looking for, you know, and then this comes in and it doesn't have to stop there. You know, the CNA is opening the door.
It is. And they are off doing other things. Some of them are still in our community attending Milliken in the nursing program. I know a lot of them are at college. They're still in healthcare, but really make sure that they are self-sufficient, right? We talk about Alice families and individuals and stars, but they should be able to work and take care of themselves anywhere in this world. And then you do that and you couple that with college, let's reduce the amount because you can work part-time in healthcare while you're in college.
Right.
So it's definitely intentionally built, but we have to build them up too. So,
well, yeah. And you're doing that.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's definitely a thing.
All right. So that will take place. What else will be happening over the summer?
Yeah. So that will take place this summer. Our interns are being placed now, and this year was probably the largest. I think we have about 40 plus for the intern program.
How does that compare to like year one?
Year one, we probably had 3 or 4.
Okay. So exponentially growing as well.
Yep. And in the budget for both of them is, I'm going to have to brace myself. CNAs, it'll cost us $200,000 for 24 CNAs over 6 weeks. So that's about $33,000 a week.
Yeah. But you think about.
Ooh-cha.
Yeah, I know. But that's how things get done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, you got to invest.
Yes.
And you have to invest what it takes. And all too often, I think, just in the educational system, not speaking specifically here, but just everywhere, it's about what the budget will allow rather than what actually gets results.
And so we push the budget and then we pray for dollars to come in, which is typically what happens. Our community supports. Intern is the same way. I think the budget, we probably budgeted for 5 maybe in mm-hmm. the original request. And now we are, this summer, we'll probably be at 25 or 30 interns. And so for me, it's still development, right? That is where they have the opportunity to connect with our community in unseen ways, generate some income for themselves, and then we require that they are with us for professional development and financial literacy every week for 8
that's,
weeks.
That's attached to the hours as an intern.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And why, I mean, I know on the surface why that's important, but why are you so passionate about that particular part of this?
Because we have to train them, right, in terms of how do we have conversations around dollars? How are we spending our money? And again, it goes back to if you're going to college, debt. debt. Let's figure out how to eliminate or reduce debt by making sure we are aware of the dollars coming in. Some of us are Alice families and Stars families and living below the poverty line, not because we're not able to make it, because we're not sure how to manage the resources that we have. Sometimes it's as simple as that. And so we want to start having conversations with our young folks at 16 and 17 who have the ability to make $3,000 to $4,000 over 2 months. Where, tell your money where to go in those conversations.
All right.
Yeah.
What's new for the summer?
Public safety is expanding.
Okay.
Right. And so that's a huge deal for us. Public safety is the month of June. And we anticipate, last summer we piloted with 7. We anticipate having between 20 and 30 students.
That's
this
a big
summer.
Jump.
Yes. So that's going to require some more structure and programming. We will be at a CSI crime scene camp over at University of Illinois at Springfield. We will also have a journalism camp this summer that we will take students to. We'll take 10 students to. And then we also have one for sure, possibly two students who are interning in D.C. So that's pretty cool.
And that's with Congresswoman. Okay. Mm-hmm.
One of our interns will be in her office for the summer for the month of June and July working.
In D.C.?
In D.C.
That's great.
It is. This is our first intern outside of our community.
Yeah, but think about that. I mean, you know, not that there's, you know, McCletsey's pretty impressive, but,
yes.
You know, Washington, D.C., showing up there every day, that's unbelievable.
So what it's really interesting because she was our intern in year one or two, and she interned with the city of Decatur. Now she's over at the Capitol in Springfield interning her spring semester of college. And then so she'll have state, local, and then now she'll have national experience.
That's
Oh, I'm super excited for her.
I'm jealous.
Well, there's that. And we have 4 new college scholars that are graduating. So that's a pretty big deal.
I know
too.
It's the work is overwhelming.
Oh, I
mean,
yeah.
I get that. Ever just sit back and go, look what we've done.
I will after probably next summer after we have piloted and we have a better grasp on the public safety one because it's growing.
Oh yeah, and it was incredible last year.
It was incredible.
I mean, the experience those kids got. This wasn't sort of like, oh, we sit in the classroom and they come in and they talk to us. I mean, this was hands-on. I mean, they were rappelling and firefighting and I mean, it was amazing.
One will intern with the fire department this summer.
Oh, that's great.
Because he's interested in fire science. So, yeah, I'm excited for them. Yeah.
All right, man, see? You're just what I need on a Monday morning.
Monday is happy.
I'm optimistic.
Yeah, it's a happy day.
Optimistic. It's amazing what optimism can do.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's also amazing in what believing in people can do. And I think that all the arguments that happen in life are built up around myth and innuendo and perceptions. And we spend all of our time, there's different, you know, I think Congressman Budzinski is fantastic, you know, but our politicians spend all our time telling each other why we should all be afraid of each other and why we all should be divided. And then we sit around and we go, well, how come we can't get stuff done?
Yeah.
Like, well, no one's pulling in the same direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I absolutely agree.
And so we got a lot of bureaucracy, which provides its own sort of, you know, that inertia causes, you know, even if it's not bad intent. It's not productive for results.
Yeah.
So it is swimming upstream a lot of the time. And I just want to applaud you for doing that heavy swimming. You're like Michael Phelps or Katie Ledecky. No, seriously, because that grinds you down. Yeah. Even if it's not mean-spirited or ugly politics, it's just this big kind of, we don't move, the ship's too big, it doesn't turn. And that can be exhausting.
It is, but we have, and I am unbelievably, and I'll say blessed, but definitely lucky to be in a position to create, right? Like we talk a lot about art and creative and those kinds of things. This is my art. I get to create and develop new approaches to different things and try to impact and change it. That's it. That's all it is how do we develop and create for this community? And I think we should all be doing that, in particular in workforce and in education after COVID. We should all be doing that. And granted, we're not, but we should be.
Yeah, but we're getting better.
We are. We absolutely are.
Thanks to you. No, don't do
that.
Thank you. Appreciate you. You know that. Yep. And sometimes
you're
it's
stuck with me.
Well, okay.
So sorry.
I'll take that. I don't feel like I'm stuck with anything. You know, I always think about, you know, if the zombie apocalypse comes, who do I want on my team?
We got a pretty tight team. We're winners. Coming out paintball shooting, right?
Want winners? Right?
Yeah.
I know it takes a Herculean effort to do and to swim against the stream. And I just, I'm not trying to be overly, I'm just telling you, I appreciate it. And the community appreciates you. And you're getting the results and can't wait for this summer. And it's been rewarding for us as a company to be a part of your program. I mean, I've seen that end of it now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been good for us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're happy to always try to be part of the solution, but I felt like we out of that as we gave.
They're so connected to media and to you and Lindsay that it's unbelievable, which is good for us, and it's good for our community and the work that we do.
I just think it's we all live in our own bubbles, right? I mean, whether we choose to or not, you know, it's just part of life. People you work with, the people you live next to, your family, your friendship circles, and forget that there's, you know, people that don't experience the community the same way you do. And it's not that they can't, it's just that they don't. And that was the most rewarding thing, was the pride they learned about their own community they live in, just being able to see all these great things and be a part of all these things that would not have entered their circle.
Ever. Like, and I think for me with the...
And the same thing in reverse, too, by the way.
But that is the most beautiful thing about our thing, is we engage with community. And because our students and our participants are able to engage in a very different way, the outcomes and the perceptions of community is very different for them. And so I'm thankful and appreciative that this community supports and show up, whether it's placing an intern, whether it's, you know, taking a tour, whatever it is, our community has shown up for this program.
All right, we got to figure out a way to get the Washington, D.C. intern story to the people, like something.
Yep. You just got to tell me what I need to
do. I don't know. I need to think about that, because that's going to happen way off site, but people need to see that experience.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that. Dr. J, thank you.
Good to see y'all. Missed y'all.
Great to see you. We'll see you again on Thursday. Yes. See what happens when you miss a week? We just go, no, we got to double down twice.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.